Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
We are back inside the academy here at Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy for some beautiful Friday evening basketball between the Lee Scott Academy Warriors and the Brookstone Cougars. Last Friday night, we had a cross-town rivalry. Now we have a cross-state showdown as the Cougars from Columbus make their way to Auburn, Alabama, looking to upset the Warriors here tonight. The Lee Scott Academy Warriors, coached by Coach Corey Harrison. And my goodness, what a dominant performance the last time these girls took the floor, taking care of Beulah 45-22, moving to 5-6 overall, but most importantly, 1-0 in area play. Good afternoon, good evening, everybody. I'm Christian Griffin, and we appreciate everybody for being here with us on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. We are 3 minutes until starting lineups and tip-off between the Cougars and the Warriors. Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game, presented by Jeff Cotrant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Talking with Coach Corey Harrison pregame, a little bit of size differential. This Cougar team going to have a little bit more down low than this Lee Scott team does, which isn't usually something that's overly surprising to this Warrior team. And so because of that, defending down low, rebounding, doing what you need to do on the dirty work on the defensive side of the floor. Second, continue to force live ball turnovers. One thing that this Warrior team did really, really well against Beulah, they forced live ball turnovers. And while turnovers are a good thing in itself, this Warrior team for Coach Corey Harrison doesn't necessarily thrive in the half court set. A lot of that goes through Clark Ivett. A lot of that is around the perimeter before they can either duck it down low or get the open three. Where this team wants to have success is in transition. Again, those live ball turnovers where you can get it, get out and run, give yourself easy looks at the rim or possibly some of those easy kick out threes in transition. And third, continue to defend home court. So those are tonight's keys to the game, presented by Jeff Cotrant Funeral Home and Crematory. You can call on them in your time of need. We're going to have the prayer. We're going to have the anthem. And when we come back, we get you starting lineups and opening tip between the Brookstone Cougars and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that's here coming up on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
The prayer has been said. The anthem has been prayed. We're just about ready for tip-off here between the Brookstone Cougars and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. Starting with the Brookstone Cougars, number 2, Julianne Pyle. Number 5, Katie Brooks. Number 12, Taylor Zwicky. Number 20, Sally Beck. And number 21, Caroline Peak. And for your Lee Scott Academy Warriors, number 20, Maggie Herndon. Number 10, Lucy Zellner. Number 5, Sydney Dunlap. Number 2, Haynes Kesey. And the starting sophomore guard, number 1, Clark Ivett. This Warrior team is 1-0 in area play, dominating the Beulah Bobcats 45-22 last time this team took the floor. It's a team in Lee Scott Academy that averages 16 turnovers a game, only had 9 in that contest. A recipe for success. Don't turn the ball over and get live ball turnovers on the defensive end of the floor. The Cougars win the opening tip. They're in their road, black on blacks. The Warriors in their home, white on whites. The Cougars going right to left on your radio dial. Lee Scott Academy will be going left to right. Just underway here in Sanford Gymnasium. A little dribble handoff for the Cougars, and it goes off the knee of the sophomore guard, Julianne Pyle, wearing number 2. So a nice job by Lee Scott Academy, forcing a turnover on their first possession. The Cougars starting a 2-3 zone for this Lee Scott Warriors squad, one that sometimes gives the Warriors a little bit of trouble, and there is close to a backcourt violation, and that will be the official call. It was a late whistle, but I think the correct call, as it went off the hands of Maggie Herndon, and she couldn't recover it in time. So both teams trading turnovers on their first possession here early on inside Sanford Gymnasium. We appreciate everybody for being here with us on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Lucy Zellner gets her hand in the passing lane. Haynes Kesey able to come away with it. And it's Clark Ivett working her way along the right side, works her way inside the paint, and tries to go baseline. Gets cut off, but a blocking foul on the Cougars. The first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Ivett, the inbounder, throws it to Maggie Herndon, who throws it over the head of Sydney Dunlap, but Haynes Kesey right there to recover, dribbling right across the LSA logo at center court. She has it on the right wing. The skip pass to Sydney Dunlap. Now to Clark Ivins. It was Pyle that went for the steal. Couldn't get it. Maggie Herndon, right wing three. She rattles it in. Maggie Herndon puts the first points on the board for the Lee Scott Warriors here tonight. And now Sydney Dunlap gets a steal. And instead, they're going to call a jump ball, rather, with Maggie Herndon and Julianne Pyle. Thought Herndon easily had the ball and turned her back. But with the Cougars winning the tip, it's Lee Scott Warrior basketball nonetheless. Maggie Herndon comes into play tonight, averaging right around 7 points a contest. Sydney Dunlap's going to try her luck from three. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound is with Kesey. Now to Ivett, running baseline left. Her shot gets blocked. And the Cougars have a two-on-two transition opportunity. They work their way to the free throw line. Now down to the left block. Clark Ivett may have gotten a piece of the rebound or of the layup, able to gather the rebound. One on three, takes it into the teeth of the defense anyways, and the right-handed layup is blocked, but she is fouled. Clark Ivett will head to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Looking at this Lee Scott Warrior squad, again, Clark Ivett leading the way for this Warrior squad. She averages 25.5 a contest. Maggie Herndon right behind her, right at 7. And Sydney Dunlap at 5.4. But you saw Rayleigh Langford have her largest scoring night against the Bobcats on Tuesday night. She had 7 as Clark Ivett knocks down the front end. So really anybody between Kesey, Langford, Dunlap, Zellner, Herndon, even Sutton Lewis, who had 5 against Beulah. If these Warrior squad, this Warrior squad can get to their averages and you have one or two girls who really step up, which you feel like you've had in just about every single game, you would love where you're at. 5-0 Warriors here, 2 minutes gone by inside Sanford Gymnasium. Layup in the middle of the paint, blocked by Lucy Zellner. It'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars under their own basket. It'll be a baseline left out of bounds. Pyle will inbound it, standing in between the two E's in Lee. They throw it down low. On the left block, nice contest by Lucy Zellner. Layup no good, and Clark Ivett will clear it. Racing her way along the left sideline. She's going to stop and pop from three. Couldn't get it to go. And the Cougars sky for the rebounds. Clark Ivett talking with her before the game. Well, before the game against Beulah, rather. As the Cougars work their way down low, could have been a travel, no whistle, offensive rebound, no. And Maggie Herndon with the nice box out. Clark Ivett had success with the three-point shot a lot last year. It was where she had, honestly, a majority of her scoring. Now has developed a little bit more of the physicality when you don't necessarily rely on transition buckets to get at the rim. And with the three-point shot not being as much of a friend over the first couple of games here in the 2025-2026 season, she's developed a very new part of her game that's continued to be very successful. You saw her knock down a couple threes against Beulah as the ball gets stolen by the Cougars, work their way to the left elbow, and she loses it, stolen by Haynes Kesey. And she now works her way through the middle of the floor, lowers her head, and the layup is blocked by number 12, Taylor Zwicky. It'll be Warrior basketball as that ball went off the padding. We talked about it in the pregame. This Brookstone team going to have a little bit more size down low than Lee Scott Academy will. And so we'll see how much of a factor that will continue to play. Already two blocked shots for the Cougars here early on. And the Cougars in that 2-3 zone as well. We'll see if that plays a factor on forcing Lee Scott to shoot from the perimeter. Clark Ivett gets the inbounds bounce pass and gets her layup blocked. So three blocks now for the Road Cougars. And they're going to slow it up in the half court. It's Lee Scott Academy 5, Brookstone 0. They're approaching halfway through this first quarter. A nice pick and roll. Gets Zwicky down low. A little pump fake. Gets Clark Ivett in the air. And Zwicky able to lay it in with the right hand. Taylor Zwicky, the leading scorer for this team. Apologies, the second leading scorer. It's Pyle that is the leading scorer. Zwicky averages 6.6. The Warriors turn it over once again. Layup is blocked by Clark Ivett out of bounds. And it will stay with the Cougars. 5-2. Lee Scott Academy out in front here early on inside Sanford Gymnasium. Cougars throw it down low to Zwicky once again. Now out to the right wing. Trying to find somebody, and another backcourt violation. That's three now. Already here in this first quarter. Teams trade buckets, teams trading turnovers. 5-2 is your score. Warriors with the lead and the basketball. The Cougars staying in their 2-3 zone, forcing Lee Scott Academy to dribble well beyond the three-point line. It's Haynes Kesey right now. Now dribble handoff to Rayleigh Langford, who just checked into the game. Mentioned her game high with 7. Last time this Warrior squad took the floor. Clark Ivitz, left wing 3. She finds the bottom of the net. Clark Ivitz now with 5 in the contest, and the lead is 6 for Lee Scott Academy. Almost gets a steal on the inbounds. Instead, it's a 3-on-1 break. Elbow jumper is too strong off the back iron. Zwicky, the offensive rebound. Layup, no good. Second chance, third chance opportunity, and taken away by Haynes Kesey. Could have been a carry, no whistle. Right-handed layup is good. Haynes Kesey goes coast to coast, and the Warrior lead is 8. Lee Scott Academy now with the trap and a travel over in the deadly far corner, right in no man's land, the one place that you feel like you cannot pick up the ball in a full court trap. And a travel gives the ball right back to the Warriors. Clark Ivitz will inbound the basketball. Lucy Zellner, now Haynes Kesey, now back to Clark Ivitz. A jab step, 8-foot elbow jumper, no good. And Zwicky will clear the rebound. And a foul on the Warriors on Clark Ivitz. A little too aggressive following the missed shot, trying to get the offensive rebound. That's the Warriors' first team foul here in this first quarter. 2:58 to play here in the opening period inside Sanford Gymnasium. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Appreciate everybody for spending your Friday evening here with us again, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, as Clark Ivitz steals the inbounds pass with one hand and able to lay it in with the right hand. She now has 7. The Warrior lead is 10. Now the Cougars able to break the press. 2-on-2, Euro step. And I believe they're going to get Lucy Zellner on the foul. Looked clean down low. May have got her on the elbow or possibly the head going for the block. And it'll be Julianne Pyle, the leading scorer for this Cougar team, to head to the line to try and cut into the 10-point Warrior lead. But again, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, or the Radio Alabama app, we also got the YouTube and Facebook live stream if you prefer to watch instead of just listen. We got the audio going through, so you can check it out on there as well. Pyle can't connect on the first, can't connect on the second, so 0-for-2, empty trip. And the Warrior lead remains 10 with 2:40 to play in the opening period. Clark Ivitz skip past to Haynes Kesey, thought about the three. Now back to Rayleigh Langford, back to Ivitz, swinging around the perimeter. Maggie Herndon thought about the three. Haynes Kesey right in front of the Cougar bench, couldn't bank in the three. A fight for the rebound is Wiswicki, and the Cougars will clear it. Haynes Kesey on ball defending coast to coast. The Cougars able to get the ball across half court with 2:12. And it'll set up the offense. Warriors in there man-to-man, trying to get the on-ball screen, and a nice play right at the top of the key. Left-handed layup with Pyle is good. Standing out at the volleyball line, a bounce pass to the top of the key and a dribble handoff that almost works like a screen right through the middle of the floor, and now Herndon turns it over. 2-on-1, and she is not going to allow a free layup as she fouls Katie Brooks. They are going to still call it in the act of shooting. Thought it may have been prior to going up, but when Brooks stands at the free throw line, the first free throw is off the right side of the rim. No good. The second free throw from Brooks. Can't get it to go. So the Cougars have had 4 free throw attempts so far here in this first quarter. So don't have a point from them. 12-4. Lee Scott Academy out in front of the Brookstone Cougars from Columbus, Georgia. A little cross-state showdown as Rayleigh Langford. Her right wing 3 is too strong. Looked good from here. The long rebound is with Brooks. A 2-on-3 fast break. She didn't like the numbers. And she will slow it down and throw it into the hands of Julianne Pyle. Again, the leading scorer for this Warrior squad. Right back to the dribble handoff. She gets down low. Wild right-handed layup is no good. Ivett couldn't save it from going out of bounds. It will stay with the Cougars. Again, it's Pyle who stands basically at the L in LSA at center court. And a bounce pass or a pass to Zwicky, who then seals the defender off and uses her body to set the on-ball screen and dribble handoff and try and get Pyle to work her way down low. It worked the first time. A nice contest by Ivett here on the last. It sits on the left wing with Katie Brooks. Now Zwicky down low. Pump fake got Zellner in the air and out of position. And a couple of dribbles, she's able to lay it off the glass. And the lead is trimmed to 6, 12-6. As Sutton Lewis now checks into the game. They go right down to Lucy Zellner. Her shot gets blocked. That's 4 now for the Cougars here in this opening period. 45 seconds to play in the first 8 minutes. The Warriors with a 12-6 lead and a wide open back cut from Brooks. But Pyle throws it over her head and it goes out of bounds. Warriors fortunate with the mistake there. 3 team fouls apiece here in this first quarter, so not really a threat in the final 30 seconds to shoot free throws. Rayleigh Langford for 3. Can't get it to go. A nice box out once again from Taylor Zwicky. She's got a handful already here in this first period. Under 20 seconds to play. We'll see if the Cougars try and hold for the final shot. Instead, they throw it to Zwicky, and Zellner gets a piece of it. It's Rayleigh Langford on the left sideline, and it's knocked out of bounds with 8.9. Warrior basketball will be inbounded right around the volleyball line. Clark Ivett with 7, Haynes Kesey with 2, and Maggie Herndon with 3. The 12 points for your Warriors. 7 seconds, 6 seconds passed to Sydney Dunlap. She tries her luck from the right wing, and it barely hits the net straight through. And that's how the first quarter will come to an end. Needed the help of Davis McIsaac on that one. The net did not move. And so I didn't know if it was an airball or if it found its way right through the net, and it did. Sydney Dunlap connects on the triple, and the Warrior lead is stretched to 9. 8 minutes down. We're back with the start of the second quarter right after this. Warriors lead it 15-6 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The first half of Lee Scott Academy basketball is brought to you by Russell Building Supply on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Warriors lead it 15-6. It's Cougar basketball coming out of the end of period timeouts. Couldn't get the layup to go. Ivett will clear the rebound. Warriors going left to right on your radio dial in their home whites. The Cougars in their road black on blacks going right to left here in this first half. Herndon couldn't decide if she wanted the bounce pass or the chest pass to Sydney Dunlap instead. Throws it right at her feet, and it rolls out of bounds into the front row. Is your score 30 seconds into the second quarter. Pyle running left. Throws it to Kate Deal, who bobbled it momentarily but stepped on either the sideline or picked up her feet a couple of times. Regardless, another turnover for the Cougars. It's Warrior basketball. Cougars remaining in that 2-3. It's Clark Ivan who gets down low, and it's blocked by Zwicky, but a foul She tried to argue it. The head coach tries to argue it as well. I thought she went straight up as well, but Clark Ivett able to draw enough contact to head to the free throw line. And Ivett, who had seven in the first, knocks down the front end to bring the Warrior lead back to double digits. Second free throw is too strong off the back iron. Zwicky clears it. Warriors, even off the miss, still setting up a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. Cougars able to bring it across half court. After a couple tip passes, it works its way to the short corner. Now swinging around the perimeter with Pyle. Now to Deal. Her right wing three is well too strong, and it bounces on the baseline. The Cougars tried to save it, but were unable to do so. Nice defense once again for Lee Scott Academy. Sydney Dunlap from the same spot gets the same result. Sydney Dunlap, two threes, and neither one of them thought about hitting the rim. The Warrior lead is a baker's dozen. 6.5 to play here in the second quarter, and an offensive foul from Pyle. She pushes off with the off arm, and it's Warrior basketball. That's the second team foul for the Cougars here in this second quarter, only 1.5 minutes in. We talked about it, this 2-3 matchup zone as Ivett works her way down low. Skip pass. Sydney Dunlap once again. That one, she got too excited, rushed it just a little bit, and couldn't find the rim. Cougars now in transition, works her way down low, does Brooks, but it gets stolen by Clark Ivett. She spins her way across half court, tries to work her way inside. Now to Sydney Dunlap, this time hesitated, didn't take the open three. Clark Ivett in the short corner, back to Dunlap, dribble handoff to Sutton Lewis. Now to Haynes Kesey right in front of the Cougar bench. Now Clark Ivett at the free throw line. Spins her way back to the strong right hand. Haynes Kesey will try her luck from deep, and it's too strong from the corner three. 19-6 is the Warrior lead. 5.5 to play in the second quarter. It's Kate Deal with the basketball in her hands. It's knocked away by Haynes Kesey, back by the Cougar bench here inside Samford Gymnasium. Deal, both times she's brought the ball up the floor, has been calling for a teammate to come and get it. We'll see if the Warriors can pressure her and try and blitz her and get the ball out of her hands when she has it. Brooks picks it up at the half-court stripe, but able to get it back. She has it right in front of the Warrior bench. Thought about the three. They now throw it down low to Zwicky. A nice move down low, and she's able to lay it in over the outstretched arms of Lucy Zellner. She has 6 of 8 for Lee Scott, or for the Cougars of Brookstone. They still trail the Warriors 19-8. Ball working around the perimeter. Herndon almost traveled. Sydney Dunlap gets the ball knocked away, and Haynes Kesey picks it up in the front court and dribbles into the back court. That's a back court violation, the fourth already between the two squads here in this first half. The inbound goes to Zwicky on the right wing. Now to Deal. Now dribble handoff to Taylor Brooks. They now throw it to Zwicky, trying to get her to go to work. A nice pump fake. Works away on the right block, couldn't get the layup to go, and then a foul on Taylor Brooks, I believe. No, that's on number 21, Caroline Peak, after Herndon was able to gather the rebound. Zwicky asking for a foul. She hit the jab step and cut with her left and went back to her right. A nice group defense. Didn't allow the layup, and that's now the third team foul for the Cougars here in this second quarter. Bounce pass, Haynes Kesey. Bounce pass, Clark Ivett. Right-handed layup from the left block is good. And Clark Ivett now in double figures. She has 10, steals the inbounds pass. The right-handed layup is no good. And the Cougars able to clear for the moment. Guarded by Haynes Kesey is Taylor Brooks. 21-8 halfway through this second quarter. Haynes Kesey knocks the ball away. Brooks has to go and gather it. Now to Zwicky at the volleyball line. The Warrior perimeter defense is causing all sorts of trouble for the Cougars here tonight. When they've worked it down low with Taylor Zwicky, they've had success. Again, as she has 6 of the 8 points. Right-handed layup from Pyle is no good, and right on cue is Zwicky down low to clean things up. She has 8 of the 10 for Lee Scott, or for the Brookstone Cougars. Maggie Herndon, her left wing three goes in and out. Not sure how that one didn't work its way through the rim. But a fight for the offensive rebound will go out on the Cougars. It's Lee Scott basketball with Maggie Herndon standing on the R in Warriors under the basket to our right. She kicks it to Sydney Dunlap on the inbounds, who couldn't knock down the corner three. Nice offensive rebound from Zellner, but she throws it away, trying to find Haynes Kesey. It's Pyle, who brings the ball across the half court. 21-10 with 3 minutes to play. Warriors with the lead. Julianne Pyle works her way towards the left block. Layup is no good. Zwicky offensive rebound. Couldn't get it to go. And Herndon knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll stay Cougar basketball. You can see the size again when the Cougars are able to work their way into the paint, into the interior, are having a lot of success, either with layups or second or third chance opportunities. But so far the Warriors, and it should be a travel, it is. She ran into Clark Ivett, did Julianne Pyle, but not enough to draw the whistle. And Pyle drug her feet. But right on cue with that as well. When the Warriors don't allow the Cougars to get in, as Clark Ivett, a step in three, she knocks it down. Clark Ivett now with 13 of the 24 for Lee Scott Academy, setting up the press where the Cougars are able to break it and set up in the half court with 2.5 to play here in the second quarter. A reminder that the first half of tonight's game is presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Clark Ivett bit on the steal and is out of position. And it's Pyle who works her way to the right block, and she gets fouled on the way up. She'll head to the line to shoot a couple. Ivett bit on the bounce pass, couldn't get it. And it forced the Warriors to go into a little bit of a scramble drill. Julianne Pyle connects on the front end. Only 2 scorers so far for the Cougars here tonight. Zwicky has 8, and Julianne Pyle now with 3. Again, Pyle, the leading scorer for this Cougar squad, averages right around 13 a game. The Warriors have done a nice job keeping her in check so far tonight. Second free throw hits every part of the rim and goes down. So Pyle now with 2 in each quarter. Warriors quick in transition. Haynes Kesey, now Sydney Dunlap on the right wing. Pump fake, works it way down low. Tries to throw it to Sutton Lewis, but she wasn't looking. It's intercepted by Zwicky. Lead is a dozen for Lee Scott Academy. And you feel like as soon as it gets to this point, the teams trade a couple of points. They work it down low. Now kick out to Pyle. Right wing three. Hits the back iron and in. So Pyle now with 5 straight, and the lead is trimmed to 9. The zone pressure has picked up a little bit. Down low to Clark Ivett. Knocked away momentarily. Now Haynes Kesey right in front of the Cougar bench. It's knocked out of bounds, but it stays Lee Scott Academy basketball. Under 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter. And after those 84 seconds, we'll get you started in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime reports. We'll dive into the first half stats, talk about the first half, and see what the Warriors need to do in the second to come out with another win inside Sanford Gymnasium. The pressure down low, not allowing Lee Scott to work their way into the paint. Clark Ivett has it on the right wing. Gets to the free throw line, lowers her shoulder. Maggie Herndon with the dribble handoff. She gets to the free throw line. Langford thought about the three instead. A 2-dribble pull-up at the right elbow. She leaves it short. And Brooks will clear with 54 seconds. Pass to the left wing. Now down low to Brooks. Now down low even further underneath the rim. There's number 23, Charlotte DeMars. And I believe they called a travel. If anything, I thought it would have been a jump ball with contact on the basketball. But instead, Lee Scott, happily the beneficiary of that call. And now I believe a pushing foul. They're going to call that on number 11, Annie Cochran. I think the Warriors were gifted a call on that one. Clark Ivett works her way below the free throw line and dribbles it off her foot. And she falls. Sydney Dunlap now on the right block. Bounces it down though to Rayleigh Langford. She's hit from behind. No whistle. Long rebound is with Maggie Herndon. Now to Clark Ivett at the top of the key. She works her way down low. Loses the basketball. Tries to get it back. A fight for the basketball. Goes with the Cougars. 10 seconds to play. A three-quarter length pass. And it's banked in off the glass by Charlotte DeMar. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Clark Ivett from the volleyball line. She can't get it to go. And the Cougars trim the lead to 7. And take the momentum into the halftime break. And that's where we go. The Warriors lead it 24-17. But 7 straight points for the visiting Brookstone Cougars. And we'll see what the Warriors need to do at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll talk about the first half, talk about some of the points, dive into the first half stats, and tell you everything you need to know to get Coach Corey Harrison another win inside Sanford Gymnasium. All of that coming up when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up, but now my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Members, our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with 2 local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Taziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
If you're a box score viewer, man, you love the first half. As the Lee Scott Warriors lead it 24-17 through 16 minutes of play. That being said, a 7-0 run by the Brookstone Cougars in the final 90 seconds, final 84 seconds, if you will, of the first half. Trims the lead back to 7, but all things considered, here inside Sanford Gymnasium, the Lee Scott Warriors lead the Brookstone Cougars from Columbus, Georgia, 24-17 at the halftime break. And the Orthopedic Clinic halftime reports. It is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at the Ortho Center, or the Ortho Clinic, rather, .com. It was a back-and-forth first few minutes, both teams struggling from their offensive end of the floor, respectfully. A couple turnovers, a couple easy looks that wouldn't go down. But it was Clark Ibit that kind of took over, as she usually does. Gets her way down low. Gets the team their points and gets them to set up in the half court or in the trap on the defensive side of the floor. The Brookstone Cougars have yet to hit a shot from the perimeter, but instead love to work their way down low. Really love to be very physical. And again, we talked about it in the pregame. This is a Cougars team that has more size than Lee Scott Academy does. And so you've seen that come to fruition at times. Lee Scott Academy has stayed in a man-to-man defense all night long. Brookstone in a 2-3 zone. And when Lee Scott is able to use their ball movement, use their perimeter passing to either work it down low or knock down a couple of threes, it's had a lot of success. But over the last couple of minutes, when Brookstone was able to find the bottom of the net on the offensive end of the floor, their defensive pressure really picked up as well and caused some more turnovers for Lee Scott Academy. Something you would like to see fewer of, but something that you did see more and more when this Lee Scott team gets pressured every once in a while, find a little bit of pressure to score it. And it led to a couple turnovers in there as well that led to that 7-0 run by the Cougars to end the second quarter. Let's look at the first half stats from tonight's game, and they're presented by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Starting with the Brookstone Cougars, it was Charlotte DeMars who had the final layup right before the half. She only has 2. Taylor Zwicky, the leading scorer for the Cougars, she has 8. And Julianne Pyle went on a 5-0 run during that stretch. She has 7. Again, 5 of those in the second quarter. She is their leading scorer on the season. Julianne Pyle is averaging right around 13 a game. Again, with 7 at the halftime break. Taylor Zwicky has been the most dominant player on the floor for the Cougars, even though the scoreboard still leads with the Warriors by 7. You could say she's been the most impactful player on the floor, period, other than possibly Clark Ibit, again, who has 13. We'll look at the Warriors' scores and stats here in just a moment. But Taylor Zwicky, 8 points, has had 4 in each quarter, but has 4 blocks and has had a handful of rebounds in there as well, threatening with a double-double at the halftime break. Unfortunately, not able to keep track of true rebounds here. But, again, has been their primary big man down low, gobbling up boards, both on the offensive end and the defensive side of the floor. She's had a couple of easy buckets following offensive rebounds. Again, as the Lee Scott Warriors lead it 24-17 at the halftime break. Looking at the Warriors, Clark Ibit leads all scorers in the contest. She has 13. Haynes Kesey has 2. Maggie Herndon has 3. She got the scoring started for the Lee Scott Warriors, knocking down a 3 on the left wing. And Sydney Dunlap basically hits reverse bookend threes. Hit a 3 to end the first and hit a 3 on the first possession of the second quarter. And neither one of those thought about even hitting the rim, even thought about hitting the net. The first one, the net legitimately did not move, to where I had to wait for Davis McIsaac, our PA announcer, to let everybody know that it went in, let myself know that it went in, because I couldn't see from up here the net even moving. Again, Ivy with 13, Kesey with 2, Dunlap with 6, and Maggie Herndon with 3. When we come back, we'll talk about what Coach Corey Harrison and company needs to do in this second half to move to 6-6 overall, and more importantly, continue to work your way with momentum, as you work your way into the 2026 season, even before that, the 2025 Christmas holiday tournaments that we'll see coming up here in just a couple of days. All of that coming up as we continue on in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report right after this here on Tiger Country 104.5.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Warriors lead it 24-17 through the first 16 minutes of play. And the Warriors get the basketball to start the third quarter. They're going right to left on your radio dial. The Cougars in the second half will be going from left to right. Cougars staying in that 2-3 zone. They get it to Clark Ivett, who was bumped. No whistle. Sidney Dunlap able to come along with the loose ball. Haynes Kesey will skip past to Maggie Herndon. Now to Clark Ivett at the top of the key. Herndon thought about the long three. Hand off to Sidney Dunlap. Warriors going to have to find their way. Haynes Kesey will try it from deep right in front of the student section, and she knocks it down. Haynes Kesey gets the scoring started in the third quarter, and now a foul prior to the shot. They're going to call it on the floor. They're going to call it on Katie Brooks as the Warriors were able to steal the inbounds pass. So just like that, the Warrior lead is back to 10, and they have the basketball. And the first timeout and the first dead ball, we'll be able to talk a little bit about what the Warriors need to do here in this third quarter, as the ball was live and the referee, I guess, was letting everybody know that the clock was running, but it should have been. Warriors pressuring the ball. Cougars able to break the press. They throw it down low with number 21, Caroline Peake. Now to Zwicky, and she's hacked on the opposite arm as she goes up with the left hand. She's going to head to the line to shoot a couple. They're going to call that foul on Lucy Zellner for Lee Scott down low. Zwicky, the leading scorer for the Cougars in the first half. She had 8. Can't connect on the front end, and honestly, that's the biggest thing for the Lee Scott team. What you saw on each possession, or heard right there on each possession for Lee Scott Academy. Ball movement around the perimeter, but no real good looks at the rim. A couple of risky passes on the offensive end of the floor. Going to have to find a way to get down low. Try and get Clark Ivan right in the middle of that 2-3 zone as Wiki knocks down the back end of the free throw. She has 9, and for Lee Scott Academy defensively, find a way to shrink your defense. Go underneath ball screens. Go underneath everything that you can, as there's a fight for the basketball at the volleyball line. And they're going to call a jump ball, I believe they are. Possession arrow will give it to the Cougars, who trail by 9 here on the road at Lee Scott Academy. I stand corrected. I said that the Cougars did not make any shots from the perimeter. Julian Pyle did have 1-3. So that is the one shot from outside the paint that has been successful for the Cougars. Haven't shot too many of them outside the restricted area, as Wiki dribbles it from the top of the key. Dribble handoff to Brooks, but it's knocked away by Haynes Kesey. Kesey's had a handful of steals here tonight. Bounce pass now to Haynes Kesey. And she falls to the floor, either a travel or falls down on the baseline. And so it will be Cougar basketball with 6 minutes and 1 second to play here in the third quarter. Brooks is pressured. She throws it away to Sydney Dunlap. She has nowhere to go. She throws it away, but Sutton Lewis able to get a piece of it. And now Clark Ivett all alone on the right wing. No, Sutton Lewis, the offensive rebound, and it's blocked, knocked out of bounds. Once again by Taylor Zwicky, impacting the ball, especially inside the paint, impacting the scoring of this Lee Scott Warrior team. Herndon, now to Kesey. They're trying to get it to Clark Ivett at the free throw line. Sydney Dunlap right in front of her bench. She knocks down the triple. Sydney Dunlap now with 9 in the contest, all coming from behind the three-point line, and the Warriors able to steal the inbounds, knock it out of bounds, rather, but it goes off on a Cougar. So it will be Warrior basketball. The lead is back to 12 here with 5.5 to play in the third. Clark Ivett throws it down low to Sutton Lewis, a power dribble out to Sydney Dunlap, and she loses it. Trapped in the far corner, they're able to find Zwicky now in the point guard. Julianne Pyle guarded by Haynes Kesey, and Kesey, the active hands once again, knocks it out of bounds. The Cougars will inbound beyond the S in Warriors on the right basket. They throw it down low. Zwicky can't connect on the right-handed rebound, or right-handed layup. Second chance, third chance opportunity. Zwicky there once again. A lot of contact. No whistles being blown whatsoever. It's still into the hands of Zwicky. And now Sydney Dunlap finally able to steal the bounce pass. Down low. Herndon thought about the three. Now Rayleigh Langford, who's checked back in. Herndon at the top of the key. Bounce pass, Sydney Dunlap. She thought about the three. Works her way inside. Now to Langford, now to Ivett. She can't get the left-handed layup to go just beyond the left block, and Pyle now out in front of the pack. Her left-handed layup is too strong, and Clark Ivett with the rebound. She has numbers if she wants to use it, or will she slow things down? Loses her dribble momentarily. And then a reach-in foul on number 4, Kate Deal. That's her first personal in the contest. That's the second team foul for the Cougars here in this third quarter. Not a lot of cohesion on either end of the floor right now. Feel like half the third quarter has been chasing after a loose basketball. Ivan with the basketball. Now Herndon at the top of the key. Langford on the left wing. Sydney Dunlap now on the right wing. She tries it again. Can't get it to go. Left it just short. And Zwicky with the rebound. Sydney Dunlap guarding the basketball, guarding Julianne Pyle. The length of the floor. It's the Warriors that lead it by a dozen, 30-12, halfway through this third quarter. Rayleigh Langford now knocks the ball out of bounds, and it should have gone off the foot of a Cougar. Ooh, they're going to say that it's knocked off the hands of Rayleigh Langford. It will stay with the Cougars on this side of the floor. Lee Scott leads it by 12 and a 5-second violation. Again, that on-ball defense for Lee Scott Academy causing trouble for teams all season long. You see it come into effect here once again. They get a turnover. That's their third already in the half. Pass to Rayleigh Langford. Now to Herndon. Again, the Cougars staying in that 2-3 zone. It almost works its way into a 3-2 based off of where the basketball is. Herndon has it at the top of the key. Now dribble handoff to Clark Ivett. Rayleigh Langford right in front of Coach Corey Harrison. Can't get the three-pointer to fall. And the Cougars are able to clear. And Julianne Pyle will walk now. Will race her way up the floor. Clark Ivett gets her left hand on it, but Pyle still able to recover. Could have dribbled instead. Threw it over the head of Maggie Herndon. 15-foot jumper is no good. Long offensive rebound, and Pyle drives the left wing, and she's tripped, but they're going to call a travel. May have tripped herself. Haynes Kesey will check in for Sydney Dunlap. A third quarter that has seen two triples and a free throw combined. But the good news for Lee Scott Academy, the two triples are theirs. Taylor Zwicky has the other point, the free throw. Haynes Kesey throws it away. It's Julianne Pyle, right-handed layup. It is good as she was out in front of everybody. Her first points in the second half. She has 9, and the Warrior lead is 10. Ivett dribbling in between the teeth of the 2-3 zone. Maggie Herndon, now Rayleigh Langford. They now throw it down to Clark Ivett. Lowers her shoulder, works her way baseline. Skip pass. Haynes Kesey in front of the cheerleaders. Couldn't get it to go. Sutton Lewis knocks it away momentarily right to Clark Ivett. She can't get the right-handed layup to go. Back to Rayleigh Langford. And now Herndon at the top of the key. Warriors going to slow things down and try and run a half-court set. Langford now tries the chest pass to Clark Ivett. It's knocked away, and Coach Corey Harrison makes a nice grab as it will stay Lee Scott Warrior basketball. Now to Sutton Lewis. Right back to Maggie Herndon. Her triple is off the front of the rim. Haynes Kesey, the weak side, rebounds. Clark Ivett, a crossover dribble. She gets to the elbow, and she knocks down the 8-footer. Clark Ivett, her first points of the second half. She now leads all scorers in the contest. She has 15 and almost gets a steal. Haynes Kesey now fighting with the basketball. The Cougars able to gather it with Brooks at the top of the key. 1:50 to play in the third quarter. The Cougars now running a similar set that Lee Scott was trying to, and it's stolen by Haynes Kesey once again. She works her way along the right block and is hacked on the way up. She will head to the line to shoot a well-earned 2 free throws. Haynes Kesey has 5 in the contest. Had a pair in the first quarter and knocked down the triple to get the Warriors scoring started in the third. And she knocks down the front end. Haynes Kesey, very active on the defensive end. Sometimes the physicality, sometimes the aggression comes back to haunt her. As every now and then, foul trouble can force her to work her way to the bench. But so far tonight, the referees have let both teams play. As Kesey knocks down both free throws, she has 5 now in the third, 7 in the contest. Cougars barely able to inbound the basketball. The pressure for Lee Scott causing a lot of trouble for the Cougars. Clark Ivett knocks the ball out of bounds as it was intended for Julianne Pyle. Goes into the front row here right in front of us on the left side, or the right side rather. I guess the near side, for depending on how you look at it. They throw it down to Taylor Zwicky, guarded by Clark Ivett. A little one-foot fadeaway is no good, but it goes off the hands of Maggie Herndon, I believe. Yes, it will. Stay Cougar basketball. The Warrior lead is 14, 34-20, with 1 minute and 21 seconds to play here in the third quarter. They get Brooks open on the left wing, a crossover dribble. Now bounce pass to Zwicky. She thought about the jumper, now will take it, and it's off the front of the rim. Fight for the basketball. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it to the Warriors. Clark Ivett will dribble the ball up the floor, approaching a minute to play here in the third quarter. Skip pass to Kesey, now to Herndon. Her left wing triple is money. Maggie Herndon, now 2 buckets, both coming from three-point land, and the Warrior lead is back to 17, and a travel now for the Cougars. Tried to stop her feet and drug the left foot just enough to draw the whistle as Stella Henderson checks in for Haynes Kesey. 49.1. Wesley K. Crocker and Charlie Huddleston in the contest as well. So those 3, Clark Ivett and Sutton Lewis. 46 seconds to play in the third. Out to Henderson, now to Crocker. Tries to work her way down low. May have gotten away with a carry. Huddleston now throws it away into the hands of Brooks, but she's able to get it back. Can she save it? She cannot. It's out of bounds. Under the Cougar basket with 30.5 to play in the third. Cougars having trouble inbounding the basketball under their own basket. They get it with Wiki. She works her way to the strong right hand. Makes the pass to number three, Meg McPherson. The layup is too strong. Ivy at the rebound. She now works her way in transition, works her way to the right block, throws it up, trying to draw contact. No whistle. Ball knocked away momentarily. It's on the floor, and the Cougars are able to get it with Katie Brooks. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds as she crosses half court. Not sure if she sees the clock. They finally do. 1 second. The left wing three is off the front of the rim. No good from Katie Brooks. And that will do it for the third quarter. We're 24 minutes down, and the Warriors, who led 24-17 at the halftime break, open it up here in the third. They lead it 37-20 after three. And we're back in 60 seconds with the start of the fourth quarter right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Fourth quarter here inside Sanford Gymnasium, and it was Taylor Zwicky that got the ball down low. She was hit on her way up. She will head to the free throw line just 7 seconds into the fourth quarter, but she can't knock down the front end. It's been a struggle for the Cougars at the free throw line so far here tonight. They've had their fair share of opportunities, but couldn't knock them down. Zwicky, however, able to go 1 for 2 from the stripe. The Warriors held the Cougars to 3 points in that third quarter as Ivett works her way. That running touch shot, my goodness, you feel like it goes in every single time she gets down to that interior volleyball line right in between the free throw line and the block. She finds the bottom, and the lead is back to 18. Pyle now fighting for the basketball with Haynes Kesey, and I believe they're going to call a jump ball. They will, and that'll give it to Lee Scott Academy. It was Pyle with a little frustration shove afterwards, and Haynes Kesey able to laugh it off. Warrior basketball leading by 18, 39-21 at the halftime break. It was 24-17, rather, at the halftime break. And the Warriors have done a beautiful job. Clark Ibitz gets the dribble handoff, gets right back to that spot, and she knocks it down. That 8-foot running floater. That one a little bit, maybe a step or two behind. Had to actually use the jumper, but she knocks it down. She now has a quiet 6 here in the second half, but leads all scorers after having 13 in the first half. She has 19 here tonight. The lead is 20 for the Warriors here at the Academy. Cougars able to get the ball into their front court. Now a nice pass. Wiki, the right-handed layup is no good, but hit from behind. Lucy Zellner will get called for the foul, and she immediately makes her way to the bench. Not sure if it was frustration or if that was number 5. You would tend that would be the case just based off of how she immediately made her way to the bench. And Coach Corey Harrison and her now joking, they both wave to the crowd, so I would imagine that would be number 5, but both laughing it off right now, maybe a frustration laugh. Zwicky can't connect on the front end, but is able to rattle in the second. Clark Ivett dribbles the ball up the half court on the right side. Haynes Kesey right in front of the cheerleaders. The three is too strong. And Zwicky with yet another rebound. She is dominating the defensive glass for the Cougars. And the Warriors now late in their rotations, but Sutton Lewis may have gotten a piece of the layup. She's able to get the rebound as well before it's knocked out of bounds by Zwicky. So the Warriors will take back over. You haven't seen too much on-ball pressure in the front court by the Cougars. Maggie Herndon, right wing three, left wing three, rather. And she gets it to go. So Sydney Dunlap and Maggie Herndon, they both have 9 here tonight. And all 18 points are from the three-point line. They get it down low with Zwicky, the right-handed layup. Can't get it to go. Weak side rebound, I believe, is with Caroline Peak, and she's able to lay it in with the left hand. Ibit falls to the floor but keeps her dribble, and Coach Corey Harrison will call a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We will stay right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It was a 7-point lead for Lee Scott Academy at the halftime break. And since then, they have outscored the Cougars 20-7. So the lead is now 20 with 6 minutes even here on the clock inside Samford Gymnasium. The five on the floor for Coach Corey Harrison as Maggie Herndon, Haynes Kesey, Sutton Lewis, Clark Ivett, and Stella Henderson checks in. As the Warriors will have the basketball under their own baskets, going on the left side as we look at it here inside Samford Gymnasium. Inbound goes to Stella Henderson. She pulls it right away and leaves the three-pointer short, gathered by Sally Beck. She falls to the floor, and now Haynes Kesey on top of the basketball. Another jump ball, but we'll keep it with the Cougars as they try and go the length of the floor. Lee Scott Academy will set up their full court pressure. They throw it into no man's land, but this time the Cougars able to break it. Now could have been a whistle, no whistle. But Haynes Kesey, yet again, another steal. Now guarded by number 5, Katie Brooks, was Maggie Herndon. And a little out of control, the Warriors are going to set up and slow things in the half court. Instead, Kesey throws it away, and it's stolen by Katie Brooks, and she's able to lay it in with nobody around her. She steals the inbounds pass, throws it up with the right arm, and is fouled by Haynes Kesey, trying to prevent an easy two. And that'll draw the crowd of the Cougars a little bit that have made about the 45-minute trip from Columbus, Georgia. First free throw from Brooks is off the back iron. Too strong. Brooks, we've called her name a lot tonight with some steals and a couple rebounds, but the layup right before these pair of free throws, her first points of the evening. She knocks down the second free throw to trim the lead back to 17. 5.5 to play here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Clark Ivett gets the blow by. This time can't get that running touch shot to go. And Zwicky will clear the defensive rebound. Haynes Kesey very physical. And you can hear the Cougars begging for a whistle. Now Pyle works her way down low. And now a makeup call. She's going to head to the line to shoot a couple free throws. Thought the contact on the other end of the floor was much more physical, much more apparent than the one here on this side. But the Brookstone Cougars, again, from Columbus, Georgia. Lacrosse state matchup. The first free throw from Pyle is no good, but trying to find their way back into the contest from the free throw line. So far, have already made 4 here in the first 3 minutes. Stella Henderson will pull it once again from 3. It's short, but she's able to get the offensive rebound, and it's got to be some sort of foul instead. My goodness, they call another jump ball. Both fan bases showing a little frustration on both sides of the whistle. We're about as lost as you are listening here with us on the Lee Scott Sports Network on what contact will draw a foul versus a play on or a jump ball. The Warrior lead is 16. Clark Ivich, crossover dribble. She throws it in with the right hand, and she gets it to go. They're going to call that on Camille Hargrove. and more so laughing because I heard the whistle, but that time didn't see much contact at all. But Clark Ivy will happily take the and one opportunity. She has six in the fourth and can't rattle in the free throw. Clark Ivy with 21 in the contest. Now Pyle goes coast to coast. Left-handed layup is too strong. Rebound goes all the way out to the A at center court with Brooks. And she'll give it back to Pyle. Now throw it down low to Charlotte DeMars, who tries to find Zicky, but instead almost throws it away. Now Brooks on the right wing, guarded by Clark Ivett. 4.5 to play. The Warrior lead is 18. Down low to Zwicky, guarded by Sutton Lewis. Nice job defending. Layup won't go. Second chance, no. Zwicky now the third chance, loses it momentarily, and is able to throw it in with the right hand. She now has 5 in the second half. She has 13 in the contest. Clark Ivett from straight away. She buries the triple. Clark Ivett knocks down yet another three, and the Warrior lead is back to 19. Now a 5-on-2 transition break, and the 6-foot jumper is well too strong, but the offensive rebound for the Cougars. They'll give it back to Pyle. Now left alone in the far corner right in front of the bench. It is number 5, Katie Brooks. She now has 6 in the fourth quarter. All 6 have come in the fourth quarter. And the team's now trading buckets. Skip pass. Raylee Langford's going to try her luck from deep. Can't get it to go. The weak side offensive rebound is with Sutton Lewis, and Clark Ivett demanding for the basketball will set up the offense with 3 minutes to play. Back to Langford. She works her way into the paint. Maggie Hernan thought about the deep three instead. Pump fake blow by. She knocks down another one. Maggie Herndon with 12 now in the contest. All 12 have come from behind the three-point line. And now the Cougars try and save the ball from going out of bounds. It's Zwicky on the floor. It's Lewis on the floor. The ball went out of bounds prior to the foul from Sutton Lewis. But instead, they're going to get the 5-9 freshman with the personal foul. And that, I believe, is the 5th team foul for the Warriors here in the fourth quarter. It is. And so that will send Taylor Zwicky, the leading scorer for the Brookstone Cougars here tonight, to the free throw line, where she knocks down the front end. Only 2 scorers for the Lee Scott Warriors here in the fourth quarter, but hard to complain with the results. Clark Ivett with 9 and Maggie Herndon with 6. And Zwicky goes 2-for-2 from the stripe. You've yet to see this Cougars team put up any sort of pressure on the backside. Clark Ivett, step in, walk in three. Oh, couldn't get it to go. Lakeman, who just checks in. Payton gets the offensive rebound. Finds Langford, now Sutton Lewis. And I believe she traveled. No. Going to call a reach-in foul on Julianne Pyle. That's her third. But again, a 17-point advantage for Lee Scott Academy. We'll see if the Cougars do try and set up any sort of pressure following a made basket. The running layup won't go for Clark Ivey at a tough angle. Couldn't use the glass on the right side, and she leaves it short. 2:15 rather to play in the fourth quarter, and stepped on the sideline did number 34, Luis Gudger. And another turnover gives it back to the Lee Scott Warriors. 52-35, 2:08 to play here inside Sanford Gymnasium. It was the JV boys for Lee Scott that picked up a nice win. The varsity girls well on their way, and we hope everybody sticks here with us on the Lee Scott Sports Network as the varsity boys will take place right after. Beautiful ball movement and the pass from Raylee Langford to the right wing. And Sydney Dunlap knocks down another triple. The three-point shot, this is the best I've seen this Coach Corey Harrison squad shoot the triple so far this year. Sydney Dunlap has a 3 in every single quarter. Maggie Herndon also has 4 threes. Haynes Kesey has a 3. And Clark Ivett has 2. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 made triples. My goodness, for Lee Scott Academy here tonight. 33 of the 55 points have come from beyond the arc. And now you're going to see some mass subs for Coach Corey Harrison here in these final 90 seconds as they lead it by 20. Wesley Kate Crocker gets a hand on the basketball. Charlie Huddleston able to recover it. Crocker, a right-handed layup. Or are they going to say she took steps instead? She did. Had a double count, yes, 11 made threes for Lee Scott Academy here this evening. Approaching 60 seconds to play. They throw it down low with DeMar. She couldn't get the layup to go. Tried to save it, but instead stepped on the baseline. It'll be Warrior basketball with 60 seconds to play. Crocker will bring the ball up the floor. An in-and-out dribble, now to the far corner. Charlie Huddleston from three, and she knocks it down. 12 made triples for Lee Scott Academy here inside Sanford Gymnasium tonight, and they lead the Cougars of Brookstone by 23. The right-handed layup quickly in transition, maybe not quite transition, but quick in response from DeMars is good, and the Warriors throw it away with 27.8. My goodness, what a shooting display. Would love to see the shot chart for this Warriors squad team here tonight. It was the Cougars that played a 2-3 zone all night long as Huddleston gets the steal and Wesley Kate Crocker is brought to the floor. They're going to call a jump ball. It'll keep it with the Cougars with 16.9. But the Cougars, a 2-3 zone was played all night long, which allowed the Warriors to either get to right around the volleyball line that went in between the paint. Did they call a foul? No, they'll switch where they inbound the basketball. Okay. So they'll inbound under their own basket, but the Warriors got inside the paint and got easy kick-out threes as the three-pointer is no good. Fight for the rebound goes right back to Brooks. The running touch shot no good and goes out of bounds with 8 seconds even on the clock. So the Warriors either with great perimeter ball movements or even just working her way inside. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Crocker from the volleyball line. And she's just a little bit too strong. One of the few times you didn't see a three-pointer go in for Coach Corey Harrison's squad. The Lee Scott Warriors inside Sanford Gymnasium here once again. They win it 58-37. What a display, what a performance on the floor